Communication. Listening and speaking. Focus on the comments on different cultures in both conversations. A.
Good evening.
Good evening, Franco. A table for two, please.
Do you have a reservation?
No, we don't. Is that a problem?
Well, we are quite busy tonight. We are expecting a big group later. Let me see.
I'm sure you can find something for us, Franco. Somewhere quiet, if possible.
Just a minute. Oh, yes. Yes, I can give you a table in 10 minutes. That one in the corner.
Excellent. We'll wait in the bar. I knew I could rely on you.
Of course. We like to look after our regular customers.
I know. That's why I come here.
Goodness, you have influence.
No, but I come here a lot. And Frank was a good waiter. I knew he'd find us a table.
Excuse me for asking, but did you give him some money?
No, that wasn't necessary. But I do bring a lot of business to this place. They know that.
So friends are important here?
Yes, definitely. Personal contacts are really important.
B.
So you want to discuss a project with your colleagues?
Yes, that's right. I think it has a lot of potential.
And then?
Well, I suggest we have a video conference in about 10 days' time.
A video conference?
Yes. Is that a problem?
Listen, they're a waste of time. Something always goes wrong.
Oh?
Yes, we've started having them with our international offices.
So do you have IT problems?
No, that's usually okay. It's the cultural differences.
What do you mean?
Well, we all have different ideas about meetings. In some countries, agendas and minutes are really important. Other people never read them.
Yes. I know what you mean. I find that when I travel.
And in some cultures, punctuality is very important. Everyone arrives on time. In others, well, it's a mess.
I see. So what do you suggest?
Personal contact. I'll come and visit you when you and your colleagues are ready. We can talk face to face. That's the way to get the project moving.
Well, okay. We'll look forward to seeing you. I'll send you a mail with some dates.
Thanks.